We hear again a couple of the verses from the appointed reading of Exodus chapter 3. But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?" He said, "But I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain." Then Moses said to God, "If I come to the people of Israel and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' what shall I say to them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am." And he said, "Say this to the people of Israel, 'I am has sent me to you.'" God also said to Moses, "Say this to the people of Israel, 'The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and thus I am to be remembered throughout all generations.'" In the name of Jesus. Well, you can't give yourself a name. A name is given. It's bestowed. Bestowed by someone who precedes you, or maybe who's over you. A mom and dad bestow the name on the little girl or the little boy. The child does not name self. A home run hitter ends up named as maybe Hammer and Hank, or a fullback as Moose, or a power forward as the Mailman. Not because they put the name on themselves, but someone else, a coach, sports writer, maybe some fans, bestowed the name. It's not as if when you're named, say, George, you can choose for yourself a new name and require that everyone start calling you, say, T-Bone. You would just end up looking silly. If a man ends up meeting his long-lost father and yells, "My name is Sue, how do you do?" at least it's known that the terrible name was bestowed by the father. You cannot give yourself a name. It's given. It defines, it identifies, it calls upon a person. And this makes sense. For the one bestowing the name is the one giving the gifts, the greater one caring for the lesser. So mom and dad bestow the name on the child. They will be giving that child all the names, or all the gifts of the family name. A dog doesn't name me, but I name him. I would be caring for him, making sure he's fed, and he won't be helping me make any mortgage payments. The one bestowing the name is the one with the gifts to give. Exodus 3:14. Moses said to God, "If I come to the people of Israel and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask, 'What is his name?' what shall I say to them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am." And he said, "Say this to the people of Israel, 'I am has sent me to you.'" Who will name God? He's the one always who gives the gifts. He reveals his name as gift to the sinner, to us. If we named God, he would not be God, but an idol of our making. If we named God, he would fit our expectations, be subject to our desires, and our desires would then be revealed in the name that we bestowed. And in that way, he would not be God unless we made a decision for him to be our God, unless we called him into our hearts. But a God who is not your God until you make a decision for him, or until you call him into your heart, this is no God, but an idol of your own making. Who will name God? Who will make a decision for him? The true God is the one who gives gifts. He reveals his name. He gives gifts to the sinner. He is defined by no one. It's all there in his name. God said, "I am who I am. Say this to the people of Israel, 'I am has sent me to you.'" That verb, "I am," in the Hebrew, is the word Yahweh. It's a Hebrew word, Yahweh. That's all it is, a verb meaning "I am." In the Hebrew, the verb is a much more, though, complete and full word than that. It means not only "I am" in our present tense, but also "I have been," and "I will continue to be," and I cause to be. So the voice of God speaking to Moses from the burning bush did not just reveal God to be the true God, that is the one who is, rather than the one who is only if we make him God by making a decision for him. But the voice in the bush was God revealing himself as the one who is, who was, who will continue to be, and who causes to be. That is, he's not only the living God, but in that, he's the God giving all life. He gives life. This is our Creator. But how do you give life to a sinner? How will God give life to a creature who acts as if he's not a creature, but is one who has his own life in his hands, and not only that, but is one who thinks God is subject to him, even to the extent that the creature has the power to determine whether or not he will choose to make a decision for God? How do you give life to someone like that, to a sinner? God is not only our Creator, though. He is our Redeemer. Not only the one who created life, but the one who redeemed fallen life, so that the old Adam is, by the gospel, recreated as the new Adam of faith. It's all there in the Lord's name. He revealed his name to Moses. Yahweh, he said, the God who was, who is, who will be, and who causes all to be. Then a child is born. The virgin is with child and will bear a son. What name will Mary and Joseph bestow on the child? Matthew 1:21. The angel said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary for your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Jesus, that's our English pronunciation. The Hebrew pronunciation would have been closer to Yeshua, which means in the Hebrew, Yahweh saves. By Mary and Joseph, the Father in heaven bestows the name upon his Son, the name by which we are to know him and call upon him, and it is the name Yeshua, Jesus. This one is Yahweh, saving his people from their sin. Whose voice was that speaking from the burning bush, saying to Moses, I am? It's the one Mary holds in her arms. It's the one who stood before Pilate to let himself be crucified in the place of every sinner. It's the one who is called Yahweh saves, Jesus, for he saves his people from their sin. The one whose voice spoke to Moses from the burning bush, he's the one who bestowed his name upon you and me and our families in baptism, so that in baptism, we who are sinners, who can in no way make a decision for Christ, we now bear the holy name by grace, and we belong to salvation. The one who spoke to Moses from the burning bush, he still speaks. He's the God who was, who is, who will be, and who causes all things to be by his word, and he causes you and me to be his own. He still speaks, not in the flames of a burning bush, for that was given to Moses, and it was never promised to us. Not in the flames of our own burning hearts, he never promised us that, and our hearts are sinful. He speaks to us in his word of scripture, his word that he has preached in the church, his word of gospel, his word by which he comes to us to forgive our sin and make us his own. He speaks to us in his word, and by that word, he gathers us to himself, to his body and blood. Every time he gathers us to his body and blood, he is gathering us to his name. He is placing us on holy ground. He is cleansing us from all unholiness, bestowing on us all the gifts of the holy name. In the name of Jesus, amen.